Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Welcome everyone to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack. I am a career coach for tech managers. And the topic of the week is, these are the times that champions are made. These uncertain times right now, when we go through this global pandemic and all of the negative side effects of it, political side effects, educational side effects, physical, emotional, spiritual side effects, all of those negative side effects of it. As we go through these extremely uncertain times, these times of uncertainty, these are the times that champions are made. And on the last episode, I talked about even more what I mean by that and how to rise up to the challenge. So definitely check out that episode if you haven't already. And today I want to take a slightly different perspective on it and share a shift. It was more than a shift. It was a breakthrough that one of our clients made. And I do not use that word lightly. I know that in some circles, people use the word breakthrough all the time, where like every little distinction, every little aha moment is like, oh my God, I had a breakthrough, right? And like, I get it. It's fun, right? But I'm very sensitive to words and the meanings of words, in case you haven't figured that out already. And when I use a word like extraordinary breakthrough, I mean it. And I want you to know that I mean it. I'm not using it in a little like, oh yeah, she had this aha moment where she figured out that like she really needs to get off her ass and get on the job market. That's just a little aha, right? And so some of you may have had that aha. Maybe you've been laid off recently, or you've decided that it's time to switch jobs and find another opportunity. And you're on the job market, but you're not really on the job market. You're just kind of, oh, something good will come my way. And you, whatever, you're dabbling and you admit it. You're 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10, maybe 7 out of 10 on the job market. And it's just like, no way, not going to put up with this anymore. I'm going to be 10 out of 10 on the job market. Let's do this. That could be a breakthrough, but for most people, it's just like, oh, aha, let's do this. You know, that's more of like, in my mind, it's a distinction. It's okay, I'm moving forward. It's a learning. It's something that I'm realizing that has helped me to move forward. A breakthrough is something entirely different to me. A breakthrough, it's almost like, it's what allows you to get to that next level. It's what you realize that has been holding you back. And suddenly it's like, oh my God, this whole new world has opened up above me. I didn't even know that that was there. And you know, some people describe it as being rebirthed. It's like, wow, I'm birthing into a whole new version of myself because of this breakthrough that I had, because of this sense of, wow, I was telling myself this story and I didn't even realize it was a story, and holy shit, my world is different now and I love it. That's a breakthrough. And so that, my friends, that is how you command a premium salary, 200K, 300K a year as a technical manager. That is how you do it, with a sense of unbridled optimism, with flow and fun and joy and meaning and purpose and balance. That is how it happens. You know, I talked, I believe it was last week, about what it's like to work with a coach. A coach, if it's a good coach, she or he will help you have breakthroughs. And that's how you're going to do it. Look, can you have breakthroughs on your own? Absolutely. But The reason that so many people hire experts is because of blind spots. And it's your blind spots that are keeping you from having your breakthroughs. And so I want to talk about this champion of a breakthrough, because this is what champions do. We break through to the next level. We take a look at all of the stories that we've been telling ourselves. We take a look at what's been going on and the results that we've been getting and we've not been getting. And we say, how do I fix this? What's preventing me from getting there? How can I become an even better version of myself? That's what champions do. So in that vein, in that spirit, I want to share this breakthrough that my client had. And she's someone that we've been working with for quite some time now, a couple of years now. So we've gotten to know her really well. And so what's great about establishing that kind of relationship with someone is that you can have those breakthroughs much quicker, right? Like, we really know her. And we were really, in just one conversation, I was basically able to help her to have the breakthrough on her own. And like, so that's what's important here, right? I don't have the breakthroughs for my clients. My clients get there on their own, and I'm just there to guide them. Same thing with your team members. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You can help your team members have breakthroughs. You help them have breakthroughs. You don't have them for them. You don't spoon feed them. This is what you need to think. Here, think this way, and then life will be better. No. They do it on their own through a series of questions that you ask them. And so this breakthrough that our client had, and she will continue to have more, the first of many, because once you have one breakthrough, it's just like, oh my God, what's more is possible? It's around money. And just a little bit of a background, she was recently laid off. The layoff was expected, but of course, like, it was still a surprise when it happened, because she thought that she was somewhat safe from the layoff. You know, she wasn't like, ah, no way, I'm never going to get laid off. But it was kind of like, okay, I'm prepared for this, but of course I don't want it to happen. And I'm a really valued team member. She's basically senior leadership. And she had been working at that company for a number of years at that point. It wasn't like she was like someone who they didn't realize was adding a ton of value. So she did get laid off, and that was a few weeks ago. And we've been obviously checking in with her, finding out how things are going, because obviously she's on the job market. Like, that's the one thing, that's the one blessing in disguise for when you get laid off. Like, there's no question, you're on the job market, my friend. You have no choice. It's 10 out of 10, I get to find a new job. But it just wasn't going the way that she wanted to. So even with our proven systems and strategies that she knows by heart now, right? And she's done this before. Like, the first thing that we helped her to do when we started working together, this 2-3 years ago, so actually it was 3 years, right? Was help her to land the job that she just got laid off from. So she's done this before, she knows what it's like. So she was just dive right in. But she wasn't showing up in the way that she knew that she needed to. She was just kind of dragging her feet, not really doing all the work that's necessary when you're on the job market, which includes reaching out to your network, which includes talking to recruiters, which includes really getting clear about the job that you want. There's a series of steps. We have a proven system, and we help her through those steps. But she just wasn't, she knew that just something felt off about it. And so we had a little chat, and we talked about, like, you know, what's going on? You know, after 2 weeks, it was almost 3 weeks. She didn't even have any leads. She didn't even have no interviews. There was really no even good leads. And even in this job market, you can find leads. There, people are hiring, but you got to get out there and find them. So that was a little off, right? A little off to go 3 weeks and not really have any leads for interviews at all. Not for anything that she'd be excited about. And so she's just starting to feel a little uneasy. And she's like, hey, let's chat. I was like, okay, what's going on? And again, through a series of questions, through a series of, you know, her just showing up as 100% I want to figure this out. I want to empty my cup. I want to figure out what's going on here, because I'm just starting to feel completely devastated and worried. Just, I'm full of anxiety and I honestly don't even know what it is. And after a little digging, we found she actually discovered that it was around money, that her bank account is dwindling. Bank account is way lower than she wants it to be, for a variety of different reasons. And come to find out that it wasn't just the fact that she got laid off 3 weeks ago. So she hasn't gotten a paycheck in a couple of weeks. So it's not just that. Actually, come to find out, her husband was actually laid off as well a few months ago. But they were like, you know what, you make enough, you can support us. And her husband's on the job market too. So over those few months, their savings were going down, going down, going down. And now she's not getting paychecks anymore. She knows that money, there's zero money coming in, and it was kind of freaking her out. And that's an understatement. It was really freaking her out that there was no more money coming in, and there was just no possibility in front of her. And so what she realized, again, we had a heart-to-heart conversation, and she was ready to get to the truth around what was going on. And what she realized was, you know, in the moment, she was like, after we were talking around money and we dug around that a little bit in the bank account situation, she's like, Jen, you know what I just realized? I just realized how much of my self-worth I attach to my bank account balance. And I asked her, what do you mean by that? Tell me more. And she went on to basically explain how, you know, this has happened to her before, last time when she was on the job market. And thankfully she got that job and it went away, and then the bank account balance went back up and it was all good again. And now it's happening again, where ideally she'd love to have 6 months of savings, and right now it's only a month. And while the lack of money situation is giving her an anxiety, really what's beneath that, the reason for that anxiety, isn't because she doesn't think she can do this. She knows she can do this. She's done it before. What's beneath it, and what's preventing her from showing up as the badass tech leader that she is, and that she knows she is and she will continue to be, is that she is attaching her self-worth, her self-esteem, her self-love to that bank account balance. And she realized that. Oh shit. I think I'm worthless. Oh shit. I think that this is just a completely hopeless situation, because I completely failed. I completely failed, and my bank account is proof of it. And I got her to see the truth. I helped her to see the truth, which is that is complete and total bullshit. It is, and she saw it. She's like, I see it now. Oh my God. Who I am is not determined. My self-worth, my self-esteem, my power as a leader is not determined by my bank account balance. That is just freaking ridiculous. That is the most utterly crazy thing I have ever heard. I don't want to believe that anymore. And the truth that I helped her to see was exactly that. I am who I am, not because of what my bank account says, but because I'm an amazing leader and I've added value, and it's tough right now. And I didn't get laid off because I failed. I got laid off because my company ran out of money, and that was despite my best efforts. I showed up, I took ownership, I did everything that I could, and the company ran out of money. They couldn't pay me anymore. I didn't fail. Circumstances happened and I lost my job, and now so did my husband. And by the way, he's badass too, and he didn't fail either. And now it's simply a matter of what's next? What's next? Let's do this. Let me show up as the leader that I know that I am and be on the job market 100% with the confidence that I am worth it, with the confidence that I am successful and I am fulfilled and I will win no matter what. So that's my gift to you. My gift to you is her breakthrough. Your bank account balance does not determine your self-worth. Your bank account balance is one indicator that you're winning. It's one. Because, yes, money is a byproduct of the value that we add. Money is the byproduct of how we show up and the help that we give. Yeah. So the more help that we give and the more value that we add, we're going to earn more money. It's simply the way that it works. So if your bank account is flush right now and you're experiencing avalanches of abundance, that's great. You can absolutely, I think it's empowering to make that mean that you're winning and it's amazing. And look at that evidence of success. But just remember, you're not successful because you have the money. You're successful because you created it. You're successful because of the work that you did to make that money. And then on the flip side of it, just because your bank account balance is lower than you want, maybe your savings are dwindling too, just like hers. Maybe you'd rather have 3, 6, 12 months of savings and now it's only 3, 2, 1. Maybe you're already in the point where you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're deciding whether you pay rent or something else. And the electric bill and the grocery bill and all that other stuff, that's going on credit cards. It's what has to happen. The money just isn't there. Maybe you're in a situation like that right now, like, I'm going to venture a guess, millions of other Americans right now. Millions of other badass leaders like you right now are going through the same thing, making tough choices about finances, walking that tightrope, doing what we can to make it work. So that's my gift to you. Your bank account balance does not determine your self-worth. You do. You do. You do in your actions. You do in your character. You do in the way that you show up. You do in the love and the what you give to other people. That is what determines your self-worth. And I would even stretch it to say that, especially in times when we need to give ourselves a little bit of grace and we need to take a break and we need to take a vacation, even when you're not showing up 100%, you are still absolutely worth it, because all we can do is the best that we can do, and everybody needs a break sometimes and everybody screws up sometimes. Give yourself that grace. Give yourself that moment to love yourself no matter what. Love yourself. Really, truly love yourself no matter what the external circumstances are. That was her breakthrough. And that's my gift to you. That is how champions show up. That is how champions win on the job market, even during a global pandemic. That is how champions get 200K job offers. That is how champions earn thousands of dollars extra in their side gigs. That is how champions decide to go and start their own business now. during the most unstable of times, they decide to start their own business and are thriving in it. These are just some of the examples of what our clients have been able to achieve in the past few months. Yes, during this global pandemic. And it's not because they have a magic wand. It's not because they're lucky. That's the worst thing that you can think, by the way. And the way that that's proof of that, because I know, here's proof of that. They're not lucky. We're all experiencing the same challenges, first of all. But second of all, you out there right now, you, you have experienced some massive success in your life. And yeah, some of them may have felt like, oh, wow, this was a surprise. I got lucky here. But not every single one of them, especially the ones you're most proud of. The successes that you are the most proud of did not freaking happen by accident. It was not luck. It was grit and tenacity and hard work. And I'm going to do this and I'm going to keep at it because it's worth it. And if anyone tries to tell you, oh, the reason that you're able to become a technical manager and not stay stuck in the IC weeds is because you got lucky. You smile at them and you say, yeah, I am really lucky, am I? And you think in the back of your head, well, I guess if their definition of luck is hard work and grit and stretching the boundaries of my comfort zone, cool. That's what luck is. I created that luck. Yeah, I'm a real lucky person. They're not lucky. The ones, the tech managers, the tech leaders who are winning in their careers right now are not lucky. They simply show up differently. They're calling forth a higher version of themselves. They are breaking through to that next level. And that is what's required right now to win. Is to find that next level. And the only way to find that next level is to have a breakthrough, a series of breakthroughs. A breakthrough is just, it's a massive mindset shift. It's a massive emotional shift. It's a massive identity shift. It's a massive strategic and tactical shift, all wrapped up into one. That's what's required right now to win in your career. That's what's required to upgrade your career. That's what's required to build a 200K salary, to earn a 200K salary, to build your dream career. That's what's required right now is to have a series of massive breakthroughs. And you could try to do it on your own, but I promise you, it's going to take a while because your blind spots will hold you back. And you have stories upon stories upon stories that you don't even realize that are stories. They're just your reality. Just like my client I was talking about. It was just her reality that, oh gosh, here we go again. I'm looking at the bank account balance and I suck. And there's just this internal dialogue that was just her reality. She didn't even realize that it was a story that was holding her back until I helped her to see that. So you can try to have the breakthroughs on your own. But that's kind of like rolling the dice with your life and your career because you may or you may not have them. You work with an expert. You work with a coach with proven systems like us. And that's our job. That's our job is to help our clients have breakthroughs. And so if you're ready to have some massive breakthroughs so that you can get to that next level in your career, even right now, even in this foreboding, suffering, nail-biting, uneasy, uncertain time. If you're ready for that, then we're here to help you. And the first step is to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. And the outcome of that call, because we are committed to it, is you will get massive clarity and you will get massive value on that call. I'm not promising a breakthrough on that call. You may have one if you're open to it and if you're willing. We don't hand you the breakthrough. You have the breakthrough yourself. We facilitate it. We create the space for that breakthrough. But what we do know that you're going to get is massive clarity and massive value because that we can deliver. That we can give to you as a gift. You're going to get massive value, massive clarity about your career, about what's not working and what is working and about where you want to go. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you, then we're going to talk about what it looks like. breakthrough or not. Breakthrough is not required at that stage. All that's required is a commitment to have those breakthroughs in the future. And if you're ready to do that, then we're ready to serve you. But no matter what, we're here to help. We're here to change the world one tech manager at a time, one distinction at a time, one aha moment at a time, one epiphany at a time, one breakthrough at a time. That is how it works. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I know you want your team to have breakthroughs too. I know you want the ones who you serve, the ones who you care for, to have breakthroughs too. It's the best feeling in the world. Yep, it feels pretty good when you have your own breakthrough. In some ways, it feels even better when you facilitate one for another person. And here's a little secret. You cannot help other people to have breakthroughs unless you do it yourself first, because you just don't see it as possible. You don't know how it works. If you haven't done it yourself and you haven't experienced it yourself multiple times, there's no way you're going to help somebody else to do it. So for anything else, upgrade your career and experience the joy and the freedom and yes, more money. Enjoy all of that. Revel in that. It's cool. It's fun. And do it for other people. Do it for your team. Do it for your family. Do it for your friends. Do it for the countless others who want to have those breakthroughs that you can help them have as a massively powerful technical leader. Do it for them. The first step is to book a call for us with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Here's to having breakthroughs, my friends. That's the ticket. That's the key. And remember, your bank account does not determine your self-worth. You do. Take care. Talk to you again soon. Bye for now. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.